Simon Shin Nun Ches, and we're holding the middle of Sif Beis, and we're trying to find a solution. If you have a heck of a fence in the area that was hook of Shlodishim Dir, not for residential purposes, and it's more in the base of Sayim, what you can do to fix it up in order to make a hook of Ladira. So the Machaber discussed knocking down a piece of fence more than Tanamis and then putting it back up with Shem Dir, and that works. The Mon now says that that's difficult, and Koshalav, that's difficult for whatever reason to break down the wall. So he gives a solution, it comes in from his Deshin, that you could put dirt, pile up dirt next to the wall on both sides, inside and outside, till it reached the point that from the top of the dirt to the top of the wall will be less than 10 tefachim. Make sure that the width of the dirt is more than 4 tefachim, and it's a place where somebody could stand now, it's more than 4 tefachim, it's a place where somebody could go. And this is now considered like part of the karka of the karfif, an extension of the floor of the karfif. And since when you're on top of that dirt, you're less than 10 amos from the top of the wall, so it's considered that, that spot, there's a pirzo. The wall is not 10 tefachim tall. It's considered there's no wall at that point. So as long as you do this for a length of more than 10 amos, that means on a line of more than 10 amos, you put dirt on both sides of the wall, inside and outside. That's as such, that from the top of the dirt until the top of the wall is less than 10 tefachim, and the width of the dirt on both sides, inside and outside, is more than 4 tefachim, to place somebody could go. So it's considered that you knock the kleso down to less than 10 tefachim in height. The Mishnah Berurah says you can only do this if the entire height of the wall is less than 20 tefachim. Because then you can put dirt on both sides that's less than 10 tefachim. So that itself won't be wall. And from the top of the dirt to the top of the klesel, top of the fence, is also less than 10 tefachim. So that's not going to be wall. So it has to be the overall height is less than 20 tefachim. Let's say the overall height is 18 tefachim. We have 9 tefachim of dirt. The 9 tefachim of wall, it's considered to have a pirza. And after you take away the dirt, it's considered like you made a new machita now, l'shem dira. And now the whole karfif is hukul v'dira, as long as you did this on a line of more than 10 amos. Now, Mr. Brewer says that the Gain is chelik on this, holds that there's not a solution. He argues on this entirely. And according to the Gain, you'll have to find a different solution, and Mitzvah will see other solutions working out together, Sivav and Sivy Dalad. We'll get to it all at the right time. Now, if you just put the dirt there, even according to the Ramah and Trasdeshan, and you're planting the dirt away right away, so that's nothing. It's not considered that the dirt had any permanence over there, and therefore does not take away from the wall. Has to be the plan keeping it there for some time. So the Ramo says it has to be that you're mevatel there, that you plan keeping the dirt there for at least one Shabbos, which Shabbos brings actually from the Gra himself. He explains to Rezeshan and the Ramo, has to be that you verbally say you plan keeping it there for at least one Shabbos. Some argue and say that since you plan taking away the dirt eventually, so it's already a problem that it cannot take away from the fence, since we know it's only temporary, and even the fact you plan keeping it there for one Shabbos, that's not going to help, since we know it's short term. But the Mishabur says the Achrayim Eli Rabba Shulchan Chrav are making on this, and they say that's not a problem. As long as you plan to keep it there for one Shabbos, that's good enough. And then you have the solution of the Trasdesh and the Ramah, which we said that others argue on, the girl argues on, but if you want to go with the Ramah, so as long as you're Mavato there verbally for one Shabbos, that's good enough. That's considered that it's Mavato the fence, and then you take the dirt away, and it's considered like you rebuilt the fence, l'shem dir. Sif Gimel. The Machabis is a tail Gavoya Asar. If you have a mound of dirt, 10 tefachim tall, it's considered like a karfif. That means that you have a mound, a huge area, almost like you have a cliff. And this area, that's a cliff on all sides, is 10 tefachim tall. And it's more than the base of Sayim. So assuming that it's 10 tefachim tall, it's more than the base of Sayim, you're not going to be able to carry more than Dalad Amos in it, because it's considered like its own karfif. It has mechitzas through the cliff, and we say good acid going up, and there's not hukuf l'shem dira. It doesn't have to be perfectly straight up, the four sides of the tail. As long as it's like a sar tefachim mitech da amas, then down amas of length, it goes up 10 tefachim tall. It's considered a mechitza. Bein l'hokol, you have mechitzas from Shabbos built sometimes this way from a tail and mislakit. And bein l'chumra, that you can build a kafir for this way, that will be problematic to carry, and it's more in Beis HaSayim. So if dal, you have a kafir for the more in Beis HaSayim, you planted trees to try to cut down in the Beis HaSayim because the trees take up space. That doesn't help. A tree is considered part of the kafir. Because the derechos have trees in the kafir to sit underneath and for shade, and that doesn't take away from the shear of the karfif, since it's something that's a derech of a karfif. The Chabad says, same thing if you dig a bar, even a bar that's going to be a well of water, in the middle of the karfif, that doesn't take away from the shear. Either the derech is for a karfif to have a bar of mayim that you get water from. Even the bar is 10 tefachim deep, 4 tefachim wide, and it's not a place that people walk. Still, it's considered part of the karfif, it's attached to the surface of the karfif, similar to the trees. Same thing with Shabur says in the garden. If you dig a bar over there, it's not going to take away from the base of Sayim of the garden, because the derech is for a garden to have in it a well or a bar in order to water it. The only way something takes away from the shear base Sayim of a karfif or a vagino, if it's something that doesn't belong there, and it's more of a, also speak more of a permanent structure as opposed to something that's movable, is never going to cut down from the shear base of Sayim from a karfif.